In announcing the verdict, a presiding judge at the Jonglei State High Court, John Yell, said convicted rapist Magai Manyang will not only be sent to prison, but must pay a fine as compensation to the family of the victim, according to Dinka customary law.
The convict Magai dwelt to pay to be in imprisonment for 7 years as from the day of his arrest, the 5th of September 2020, under Section 247 Penal Code Act 2008, the convict to pay the 5 head of cattle as a compensation for the victim, Nyebal Motor, or it is equivalent on the day of the execution.
Judge Yell says all parties have just over 2 weeks to appeal.
The parties have to be served with a copy of degrees, and for those who are not convinced, they have a right to make an appeal within 15 days as from today.
Prosecuting attorney Manyang Nguyen welcomes the ruling, saying justice has prevailed.
I really agree with the judgment being pronounced today by the President of the High Court, because judgment has to be pronounced in accordance with the crime that you have actually committed. So I do agree with it.
Magai Manyang denies raping a minor and says he will appeal the case with his lawyer in the Juba's Court of Appeals.
This thing that is alleged I have done has not happened. The girl escaped from them in on Miss Kam and came to my home. I was absent during that time. When I came and found her at home, I asked who she is, and my wife told me she was her relative. And then I did not bother to send her away because I consider her as my in-law. Now she has made up such allegation and our relative want to force me to marry her.
David Garang of the Jonglei Civil Society Network praised the court sentencing, saying it sends a strong message to men who abuse women.
It is a very good lesson today to those who always found doing such atrocities to innocent people. It is a very good move from the judge that this guy is sending. It is really gender-based violence that we always discourage not to be happening in the community. This is a very good step today, and it will be the lesson to those guys who are after this thing here. There are a lot of gender-based violence happening in Jonglei State, but most of them are not being reported. This is a good case. It is a good step today that such thing happen and are reported in before court of law.
Garang urges state authorities and NGOs to sensitize the population about sexual violence so that such cases are reported. He says all South Sudanese who commit violence against women or children should be arrested, tried, and sent to prison. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.